It's Wednesday, August 5th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. How bad is the misconfiguration problem? Open source security gets a boost. The first standalone 5G network and the first COVID exposure app in the U.S. This is the Business of Tech. New data from Accruix is out. A review of hundreds of cloud deployments showing 93% of reviewed infrastructure had misconfigured cloud storage services. A majority of deployments had, quote, at least one network exposure where a security group was left wide open. Hard-coded private keys were found in 72% of deployments, and half kept unprotected credentials in container configuration files. Why do we care? I'm focusing more and more on these configuration stories because this is where I think the real value for technology services companies are going to be. This is a staggeringly large number of misconfigurations. At the enterprise level, there are tools to monitor and manage this. There are far less tools focused on helping small companies, much less their providers do this. Just because there isn't a natural fit tool doesn't mean the need isn't there, meaning you may have to do this manually, build your own, or cobble together a solution. And anyone who moves in this space is going to be rewarded. That's true on either side. With everything going on in the cloud, this huge blind spot means wide open space. And that's where real opportunity is. The new Open Source Security Foundation was introduced this week by the Linux Foundation, combining two previous projects and designed to focus on the security of open source software. Pulling from protocol, security researchers need a mechanism to allow them to collaboratively address methods needed to secure the open source security supply chain. As cloud services make it easier to use parts of different open source software projects to build their own software, companies have increasingly started to worry about the security of their supply chains. And lots of newer open source projects depend on older projects, which can create cascading failures. The new group hopes to prevent a repeat of the OpenSSL Heartbleed disaster in 2014, during which a huge flaw in a widely used piece of open source software left a large number of the world's web servers, 20% of them by some estimates, vulnerable to attacks. Microsoft and GitHub, Google, and IBM Red Hat are inaugural members, along with open source end user JPMorgan Chase. AWS, however, is not. The foundation will be focused on prioritization, figuring out which projects are most critical and thus worthy of scrutiny. Why do we care? Open source software has taken over so much of enterprise and data center software that this initiative is incredibly welcome. This is a way to collaborate and focus effort on making sure the right things are getting attention. There are a lot of competitors here working together. It's an example to others. Why do we care? Because the criminals on the other side benefit more when organizations do not collaborate. And remember, they already don't play by the rules. I'm far more afraid of them than working with a competitor. Remember that. T-Mobile has launched its standalone 5G network, becoming the first major carrier to launch this architecture. The company continues to maintain its not standalone architecture, in which a 4G LTE core is combined with 5G capabilities. Why do we care? This is a milestone on the way to unlocking 5G, as having a network to leverage is a step. It's gone from idea to practical. Pending devices, of course. On the consumer side, we'll see these devices available quickly. It's the commercial side, I think will be more interesting for listeners here, but no, it's now possible for those to exist in the wild. That's why we care. Virginia became the first U.S. state to launch an exposure tracking app that leverages Google and Apple's APIs. The app, COVIDwise, is available for both iOS and Android. The Virginia Department of Health stresses the app only works when enough Virginians have deployed it and activated it, and that no personal data or location tracking happens within the app. Why do we care? This was a big discussion point at the early points in the pandemic. How much will technology make a difference in helping with contact tracing and now exposure notification? Now we get to start seeing results of those efforts. I'll note this is my own home state, and so a certain degree of pride that Virginia crosses the line first. I've installed it. Now to see if it makes a difference over time. PC-Matic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage, find out about PCmatic's unique lead sharing program for MSPs backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening. Still looking to talk to more people about experiences with insurance. It's something that I'm continuing to look into. And thanks to CompTIA for having me today, leading a panel discussion on regulation. I'll talk to you all again tomorrow.